He added, "I don't know if I want to keep away from her. But when she came into your life before, she broke up your marriage," Jules reminded him. "And lost you your job."
"I know, I know. She played with you before, and if you let her, she'll do the same again," Hortense told him. "She makes promises she never intends to keep. Whilst she's around, you're a slave to her every whim."
"It's not quite like that.
She's not worth all the unhappiness, the upheaval and destruction. You know she's not. For a few hours of pleasure, for a few days, a few weeks, if you're lucky, you're content to throw away everything. I know that if she asks you to give up all of your friends, your money, your apartment, then you would, for her, wouldn't you? She'd take everything from you again if she could."
"I know," Bernard repeated slowly. "I know. I've realized how much I've given up for Mathilde, and I know what I've lost, but what you don't seem to realize is that I think she's worth it." He looked from Jules to Hortense and then back again. "If you want to put a value on things, then yes, I'd happily give everything for an evening with Mathilde. For one full night with her, I'd lay down my own life."